This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
We'll figure it out. We will figure it out. How is everybody? It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, no Derek Piper, as you know, and as we know for the next, like, 16 Thursdays, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, only Thursdays, though.
Only Thursdays. Weird. It is strange.
So Illinois' road game this week is on a Thursday.
Yep.
Next week at Ohio State is a Thursday. The following week, if they don't get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament, even if they do, maybe he'll still have to be gone by the night before.
True.
That's a Thursday.
Wow.
And then the following week, the NCAA tournament starts on Thursday.
And we have a team that we're going to be able to watch
this year in
the NCAA tournament, which makes that Thursday and Friday so much fun. What did you guys do in the last 3 days while I was gone?
A lot of Illinois talk, a lot of Big Ten hoops, although I got to be honest with you, Monday was a grind.
Oh.
Because we basically previewed 7-20 Nebraska as it rained in the dark outside. Monday was as meh a day as could possibly be.
Yeah, better than mine.
Well, that's true. And you'll get to that. But, you know, no one cared about that game.
No.
Derek's like, what am I going to write tonight?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? Didn't have any guests on Monday. It was just like, Monday was a grind.
It was ugly. It was ugly. I've joked about it. You mentioned it. At 5:05 today, I had a health scare recently, a big, big, big health scare. And I want to talk about it at 5:05. And the idea behind it is not to emphasize me, but it's truly almost a miracle I'm here right now. And I just want to see if I can help somebody else. And if I can help one person going forward, to be great. So I'm going to do that at 5:05. I wrote a little ditty. You know how I write these ditties.
Yeah, you do.
So I wrote something today. I'm going to do it 5:05, but I am excited to be here.
Sure.
And I have a new lease on life, and I'm excited about that. So we'll talk about
it. You never pre-plan anything except for like once every 6 months when you come in here with this hitter, and everybody's like, wow.
What's wrong with Tay? I tweeted that out, and one of my buddies tweeted or texted me, and he goes, what's going on? I mean, I just haven't told everybody.
Sure, yeah.
And really, to be honest with you, I think the majority of people in life, when it comes to a health scare, or any kind of a health issue, would rather just keep it quiet, keep it to family and friends. But I feel like I have a voice. I have a chance on the radio to help somebody. So I want to do it.
Sure.
And you know, I mean, for 10 years, it'll be 10 years in November.
Yeah, we're getting close.
10 years.
To a decade for you.
November, I think it's November 29th, I started on this radio station. It was Connect FM.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man. So it'll be 10 years in November that we've been doing this show, and that's awesome. And I've had so many great co-hosts with me through the years, and you certainly are one of the bright spots and one of the bright stars for the future.
About that.
That's true. Derek Piper will join us about 4:40. We've got we're going to talk to him about Northwestern.
Now, you missed the bit here yesterday. Because we played a bunch of press clippings from the media scrum, and there's like six of them.
Yeah.
And Io, Trent, Allen, Underwood, and every single one of them started with, what's the difference between Northwestern now versus when you played them a month and a half ago? Which, I'm not trying to rip on anybody, but I don't love that question because, A, it's Northwestern.
Right.
It might be one thing if it were Michigan State or a team like that, but B, everybody's asking it over and over and over again.
So they won two games in the Big Ten?
They won one.
That's it.
Yep.
One game.
Correct.
And
they beat Nebraska in Evanston.
Wow. And they gave all you could handle. They gave you all you could handle at State Farm.
They've done it to a few teams. I mean, they took Rutgers to overtime on the road and lost that game. I believe they played somebody else tough. I think it was almost Michigan State earlier in the year. They won or they lost that game by single digits. But I feel like now you're sort of in the dog days of summer
right.
for the bad teams where there isn't even that, well, they might be sneaky.
Exactly.
They're just bad right now.
No, they're bad. And Illinois's got a lot to play for, so than they did the first time they played them.
I would argue that as well. They've lost 11 in a row.
Mm.
And I was going to say like 6 of their last 12. They're 6-20 this year.
Wow.
So they've lost 14 of their last 20.
What did they do last year? It was 2 years ago they made the NCAA tournament.
Well, last year they went 13-19.
Okay.
2 years ago they went 15-17. It was 3 years ago in 2017 that they made the NCAA tournament. They beat Vanderbilt by 2 in the first round and lost to the 1-seed Gonzaga by 5 in the second round.
That's where the kid was crying?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the AD's kid.
Oh, it was.
They followed that up the next year by going under 500 and losing their last 7 regular season games.
Wow.
Finishing 15-17. Then they follow that up by going 13-19, and they'll be even worse this year. So after the NCAA tournament year for Chris Collins, Northwestern will go 15 wins, 13 wins. Right now they have 6.
Is he in trouble?
Personally, I feel like he should be.
But I don't think he is.
I feel like he's not going to be.
Is there anybody else in the Big Ten that would be in trouble? Would Minnesota's coach?
And that would be the only other
Richard
one.
Richard Pitino.
Obviously, they lose a wild game last night.
Yeah.
Maryland beat them by 1 after being down by 17. Maryland's done that a few times this year, twice to Illinois.
And Penn State was up 18 last night?
Yep. They were 21.
And oh, my goodness.
Came back to take the lead with 40 seconds to go, and then Penn State with Miles Thread hits the game-winning 3. But, yeah, I personally, I don't think Pitino's a good coach. That's just me.
Okay.
And I know you can subscribe to my Minnesota hate here.
Yes.
I think he's the worst coach in the Big Ten. I think he's consistently had. I mean, he's got decent talent this year.
Yeah.
And they're under 500 right
now. I agree.
I don't know that he should get fired after this season because they're one season removed from a second round appearance in the NCAA.
Oh, that's true.
Because they beat Louisville last year.
Forgot about that.
So they have a win in the tournament within the last, you know, calendar year. But I understand the whole, like, who's going to be Northwestern's coach if you can't have Chris Collins do it well? Like, who's the other option there?
Yeah.
But at the same time, in a Weber-like way, if not worse,
yeah,
you can't capitalize off your run.
That is weird.
I mean, he's gone from, you know, an NCAA tournament and almost beating a 1 seed.
Right.
With a team that no one was really a senior on that team other than Bryant McIntosh. Isaiah Brown was coming back. Vic Law was coming back. Scotty Lindsey was coming back. Derek Pardon was coming back. He had Barrett Benson as a freshman. He had there was an international kid who's now balling out for Colgate, who transferred out of Northwestern.
Petrovich or something.
Yeah, and then Benson transfers out and has been pretty good
SIU.
For SIU.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those weird things where, in a Pat Chambers-like way, if you're, you know, because Penn State sat there and thought, well, record-wise, he should probably be fired. But at the same time, who's going to be better for Penn State basketball than who we've got now?
Amen.
So this is the sort of thing where, yeah, context not being what it is, I think Chris Collins should be on the hot seat, if not let go. Because you just have not capitalized well at all. But then at the same time, like, okay, name the next Northwestern head. They're not getting Beeline in there.
No.
Like, who's going to be Northwestern's head coach?
I mean, you got Chris Collins. That's a big name.
He was supposed to be the Coach K successor at Duke.
Right. And I would assume that Chris Collins, if needed, could get another job somewhere. I don't think that's
I think
any...
so, too. It's just, what, he's 7 years in.
Wow.
He's had 1 season above 500 the year that they made the tournament. Everything else has just been garbage.
That's crazy. He's been there 7 years. And then you look at it, and, you know, it's kind of the argument that you use at Illinois a little bit is with regards to getting kids into school with academics being that Illinois is a little bit higher than even getting into the Big Ten. Like, the Big Ten just says you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois is like, well, you got to do that plus this. Well, Northwestern's probably even plus that.
Sure. They've got a lot of hoops to jump through.
Yeah, yet you look at what Pat Fitzgerald has done on the football side of things, and really not just Pat, but what other coaches have done through the years on that football program, and you sit there and say, well, they're able to get it done with a bigger roster, which you think would be tougher to put together than a basketball roster of 12.
Sure.
And yet, you know, you've only had 1 year. So.
And even Bill Carmody, who I know wasn't a great coach before him, his last 4 seasons, they were above 500.
Wow.
19-14, 19-14, 20-14, 20-14.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
They let him go because he never actually made the tournament with any of those teams, which, if you think about it, getting 20 wins 4 straight years and not making the tournament is kind of an indictment on you. So I get it. But now, I mean, Collins' depths are even worse than what Carmody's have been.
It's weird.
So for whatever reason, he just hasn't been able to get it going or at least keep it going. Because, again, that team was not laden with seniors.
Yeah.
Half those guys transferred. You can't go to the second round of a tournament, make your first ever tournament, be one of really the feel-good stories of the year, and have half your team transfer out.
That's weird.
I mean, what does that say about you as a program, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Chris and Muhammad just said, who's your Big Ten coach of the year so far? I mean, Turgeon, you know, won't get the credit he deserves, I guess.
And it's not going to be Pikel because, yikes, yeah, they've gone downhill. Spiraling downhill.
I mean, Brad Underwood has to be in the consideration.
I would think so. I think if you finish second in the Big Ten, you've definitely got...
You won 12 games last year.
Right.
Right?
Right. And then you might win 12 conference games this year.
Right.
So, yeah, for sure in the conversation. I mean, obviously, you've got the tier of Izzo, Turgeon, guys who always seem like they're a good coach, but never actually win the award.
No. Izzo's probably, you know, he doesn't even get considered unless he's undefeated. I compare it to,
like, the Broadway play stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you win one, you can't win again.
Oh, is that how they do it?
A Tony, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like, Phantom of the Opera won one best Broadway musical or whatever and has never won an award again, despite being the best and longest running show on Broadway.
I did not know that.
So, like, they won one year, and despite clearly being really good still, they can't win again.
Oh, wow.
So, it's sort of like, you know, like, you just, it's a given that Tom Izzo's up there. So I would look to that next tier, which is Penn State's been really good with Chambers, obviously.
Yeah, I think Pat Chambers is probably your front runner.
Yeah, probably maybe Fran McCaffrey, depending on where Iowa finishes. You could make a really dark horse argument for Greg Gard, a team that was really bad
totally
at the start.
Agree.
And Kobe King left, and they're in a position to get as high as a 2 seed. And then
are they
Underwood.
Tied with Illinois?
Yep, at 10-6. I mean, Illinois has the tie over them because they beat them.
But how again, like we talked about last week, they're like the little gnat that won't go away. I mean,
we
just
did our Big Ten teams as bugs.
The bugs. It's just so frustrating when Wisconsin just continues to do what they do.
Well, for one thing, they're what Northwestern wants to be. Talking about, like, the football comp with Northwestern, where they get a bunch of 3-star kids, and you're like, who are these guys? And then all of a sudden, they're balling out for them.
It's crazy. Identity. That was the word I was looking for. They have an identity and do it better than anybody in the country. I think Wisconsin football and Wisconsin basketball.
Even if I hate that identity.
I agree. But they just have figured it out, and in the last 20 years, they've figured out how to win, especially the last decade in basketball, and 20 probably in football, and it's crazy.
I think Chambers is your front runner.
I would agree. I think Underwood would be, too.
I think Underwood, McCaffrey, and Gard are sort of like the guys on his tail, because what if Chambers and Penn State, I know they won last night, but lately, overall, they've lost 2 of their last 3. What if they go 0-3 and finish in 6th place? Are you really going to give him coach of the year?
Can we do this again? You know how I'm always big on what? How's this going to end now that we kind of...
Once a week.
Yeah, can we do this again? Did you guys do this?
No, we actually didn't do it while you were gone.
Okay, so in first place right now is Maryland.
Correct.
By 2 games?
By 2 games with 3 to play.
Okay, so nobody's catching Maryland.
Now, they have a tough schedule in that Maryland plays... Michigan State.
Okay. Is that at
Maryland at Michigan State? Or no, I'm sorry. They just did that. Michigan State at Maryland.
Okay, and Maryland beat them at Michigan State.
Maryland at Rutgers, and you know how hard it is to win in the rack. And then Maryland at home against Michigan, who might be the hottest team in the Big Ten.
No, no doubt.
I still think they go at least 2-1 in those games, but it's not like a given that they go 3-0.
I think they win it, so they win the Big Ten. And
the problem is, like, who? They're 2 games ahead. So if you're in second, you're going to hope for... You know, like Michigan State's tied for 2nd right now. You'd have to beat Maryland to be 1 game back.
Which they could
then
do.
Then root for another Maryland loss and another win.
Right, right.
So it's a little tricky at this point with 3 to go to beat Maryland.
Now, Michigan State, who do they have left? I know they close with Ohio State.
Michigan State closes with Ohio State, opens, if you will, in this 3-game stretch against Maryland on the road, and then they have Penn State on the road.
Wow.
They beat them in East Lansing.
So they could lose 3 times there.
They sure could.
I mean, that.
And then that's where you're starting to lick your chops if you're Illinois.
What's Michigan State's record?
11-6 in the Big Ten.
All right. And Illinois is 10-6.
Correct.
Could be 11-6 tonight. So Illinois then is 10-6. They play Northwestern tonight. Let's say you win that. 11-6.
Indiana,
12-6.
Ohio State.
On the road.
Than Iowa.
So 12-7. You could be 13-7.
Sure.
Okay.
And I think that if you are, you have a good chance for 2nd place.
Wow, that'd be incredible. Now, if you get the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament, what time is that game at Indy?
Let me see here.
That would be a Friday. Because, I mean, we were talking about maybe going over. Pipes
sure,
will
I
be
just
there.
Thought, you know, if it's the 11 a.m. game, for instance. You know, Indy's a day and back. We don't have to stay overnight.
Oh, it's so easy.
Derek's already there.
Yep.
Jeremy's already there.
Yeah.
All it would take is you and me and 3 microphones driving 1.5 to 2 hours
it's
over
the
there.
The most simple drive.
And downtown Indy's like, come on.
It's so
it's
easy.
It's not even a downtown, really. let's see, if they were the two seed, I think they'd play at night, though. So it'd be, it'd be a pregame show, basically.
Well, that'd be perfect.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that would be perfect for us to do that.
The one seed would play at 11 a.m. The four seed would play as our show's going on at 3 p.m. And then the two seed and the three seed play at 7 and 9.
Sweet.
So.
Okay. So even if they're, even if Illinois finishes as a three seed, they would have an evening game. All right. That might be something we do. That'd be fun to go over, trek over.
Just an idle thought.
There'll be a lot of Illinois fans. I mean, Illinois fans right now are chomping at the bit to go watch their team, not only at the Big Ten tournament, but in the NCAA. Can you imagine that? Illinois is going to get called on selection Sunday.
It's going to be awesome.
That isn't something that, oh my goodness. Have you, how many times?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I specifically, like consciously as an avid sports fan, remember 2010 was it when they got UNLV and then lost to Kansas?
Yes.
And then
hammered UNLV.
And then John Gross's first year.
Okay.
So I specifically remember like the elated feeling of jumping off my couch twice.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And I can just, in my day, I just remember doing it every Sunday.
Right.
Or, I mean, every selection Sunday.
You're clapping for like the opponent.
Yes.
Not if you're the team watching. Not right. Like, we got in. You're like, okay, we're a seven seed.
Like, ooh, I like our matchup with them. And then you look ahead another round. You're like, well, okay, well, if that happens, I think they match up well. Well, we'll talk to Derek Piper at 4:40. Visit with him. Of course, Illini Inquirer. He's co-host of this show as well. Jeff Freeman, he's the Associate Illini Soccer Coach. He is a big brother, big sister guy, which is a wonderful thing
to
do.
And it's not the TV show.
It's not the TV show.
Which is also Big Brother.
Yeah, right.
I said, we've got someone from Big Brother on today. And you said, is he on the show?
I'm like, is he on the that Big Brother's big sister. So that's a wonderful mentoring thing that Jeff Freeman does. And he's going to come in. We're going to ask him about that, but also about the women's team. Last year, they went 9-8-1. Kind of the cool thing, though, about Janet Rayfield's squad this year, it's the new soccer field opens.
Right.
And that's, is it Demersion?
Demersion Park.
Okay.
Which is obviously a conglomerate of both the soccer field, the new track facility, a bunch of different things.
I haven't driven by there in a while. Have you?
No, neither. I try to avoid the cow smell by not taking that road.
See, I grew up with it. So
I mean, it's not, I've learned to deal with it, but I'm not going to intentionally drive through it.
I get it. I try, if it's a Saturday or a Sunday and there's nobody around, I always try to hit that road. I don't know what that
it's
road
nice
is.
It's nice in the summer.
That goes by Ubbin. It goes by the golf facility. I love doing that road. It goes by Atkins, all that, and just kind of seeing what they're doing and what they're kind of getting. And while I was gone, by the way, the softball program, right, received a $3 million
donation to the indoor facility. I think the total cost will be $6 million.
Okay.
So they've basically slashed it in half with that donation.
Man. Wouldn't we all love to be in that position to be able to donate that? And kudos to those that do.
For sure.
Because they have just busted their butt their whole life and earned, and now they're giving back.
Right.
And I think that's one of the most, that's just an awesome thing, and congrats to
the have that level of financial comfortability.
Oh.
Right. And I'm not saying it's like as easy as pie. I'm sure to anyone writing a $3 million check is going to make you quiver a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
But just to have, you know, to be passionate about the school you came from, but and be able to, you know, monetize it in that way is something that I would love to eventually be able to do.
So yesterday I was reading an article on IlliniInquirer.com, ding.
Ding.
And one of the comments said, you know, we need a T. Boone Pickens. You know, the guy from Oklahoma State that is worth so much money, it's ridiculous. And somebody had put in there, Shad Khan, of course, who I looked up, is worth he's $7 billion.
Well, he owns an NFL team.
Yeah, he's worth $7.8 billion.
Right, and his son owns a wrestling organization.
And then there was another name of a guy that I'd never heard of, and he's 48. He's actually a year younger than me, and he graduated from the U of I. He invented Netscape. Which at the time was Mosaic.
Okay.
I mean, you're young. You should know this stuff, right?
Okay.
So Mosaic was like one of the first internet things, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of that. I mean, YouTube was born here.
Yeah.
If you go by, you know, if you're on First Street, there's the Yahoo building.
Right.
I mean, there's all sorts of,
really cool.
of places that were kind of started here.
But this guy is worth over $1 billion. And, you know, you just sit there. I mean, you think, you know, if I'm Shad Khan, we're $7.8 billion, surely another $3 million to get that softball program figured out isn't a big deal, right?
Well, and I think a lot of that was coming on the heels of, it's Mark Andreessen?
Yeah, Andreessen.
A lot of that's coming on the heels of John Buchagross, ESPN's resident hockey expert, tweeted today that he's hearing from a source that Illinois is close to officially adding,
like, days away,
D1 hockey. Now, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
But not from him.
Okay.
And it's been an interesting, I don't know.
Because Jeremy just talked to Josh, right?
Yeah, and he was as equally noncommittal as he has been.
Yeah, but said a few things that happened recently that kind of spur it on.
That's where I wanted to take it. It's interesting because I think we all see Whitman as calculated and fair and well-spoken an AD as you're going to get.
Big time.
But I did think it was weird that we're now 26 months from the time he announced that we're going to do a feasibility study and we might get hockey, and we've seen nothing.
Yeah,
wonder. I'm not like, you know, ragging on him.
No.
But just as a guy who clearly has plan A, plan B, plan C all mapped out.
He's very measured.
As detailed as possible. I did find it interesting that he announced that so long ago and we've seen nothing.
I agree. I wonder if, I've thought of this before, I wonder if there was maybe a big donor that was on board or so he thought, and then all of a sudden wasn't.
Right.
And then we got to halt it now.
Sure. He was at Penn State hockey games.
That's right.
Tweeting things like, we're getting ready to get the, and you're like, okay.
Here we go.
And then there's nothing for 2 years, that's radio weird. Silence. And he did say when you talked to Jeremy that they've hit snags in the road. I don't know what the snag is. Like you said, maybe that he thought he had somebody that he doesn't. I think it's going to be a little tougher if you don't have your T. Boone Pickens, or I don't know the name of the family that donated like $80 million to Penn State for their hockey thing. But it's going to be tougher if it's a piecemeal donation effort, I think, rather than one guy saying, here's the lump sum, start your hockey
program. Just start it. Just go with it.
But we'll see.
St. Mary's Road. Thank you. That's what that road is. I knew it. I just could not think of it. So there you go. So Jeff Freeman will be here. We'll talk about, we'll ask him about the Illini soccer team. He'll do that about 4:50. Derek Piper will join us a little bit later this hour from Northwestern, from Evanston, as they get ready. It's a 7 o'clock tip on Big Ten Network tonight.
Four big games tonight. Illinois is really the only non-big game.
All on my Trev's ticket.
Okay.
I've got a really weird Trev's ticket.
I can't wait to hear it.
Because we are going to do that tonight. It is crazy. Jeff Freeman, of course, I'd mentioned. Derek Piper. Mettler Center. We've got a Mettler Center Stever today. A Go Stever at 5:30 or so. We'll give you a chance to get in touch with the Mettler Center on that. We'll do a little drive time. We'll give our predictions for tonight's Illinois-Northwestern game and talk all about that in drive time. At 5:05, I recently had a health scare. And I want to kind of fill everybody in on what happened. And it was just Monday that this happened. And I think for some of you, you might be like, why are you there? Like, if that just happened Monday, why in the world are you there? And I wish I would have been here yesterday. And I could have been here. I could have been here Tuesday, to be honest with you.
Wow.
And I was just like, I don't know why I don't do that. But the doctor was like, you probably just shouldn't. Why don't you just rest? So I'm going to talk about that at 5:05 in the hopes that I can help someone. Kind of do what I did if you have that issue.
Sure, you're raising awareness.
I'm raising awareness. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what I was just saying there, and then you just simply simplified it so easily with your raising awareness.
Or I could just say that you like to hear yourself talk that and take the other angle.
My dad said that all the time. Lon, the world needs listeners. That was his favorite line.
Well, there you go.
The world needs listeners. And I'm like, well, that's why you're here, Dad.
That's a very polite way of telling his kid to shut up.
Shut up. That or what was the other one? The world needs listeners, and then, take a breath. Sometimes I'd be, especially when I hit 21 and I'd be around all his buddies and we're drinking beer and I'm that geek that's 21, and I think it's cool to have like 3 beers.
Sure.
And everybody else is on their 6.
Well, you're looking to impress.
And I'd just be going 100 miles an hour, and he'd finally, Lon, take a breath.
It's good advice.
I'm like, okay.
It's important to take a breath every once in a while.
And of course, everybody else would laugh, be like, your dad's funny. I'm like, oh, yeah? All right, so we'll do all that. If you want to weigh in, you always can do that, and people are starting to at 359-2255. Look at that. I didn't give out a cell number or anything today.
That's good.
217-359-2255. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms. Find us on tayandpiper.podbean.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Quick note on ESPNCU.com. Starting Monday, we have a new website.
We do?
And I've been making it.
Really? So you're a website creator as well?
I didn't like build it from scratch. We've got a company who's helping with the code and all that of it. But it'll be steviej.com.
Oh.
And it will basically just have all of our other websites within it.
Well, that's cool.
So like right now, our 4 stations, Q96, US 105.9, they each have their own website.
Yep.
And it's just kind of a bear to manage 5 different websites when you don't really need 5 websites.
No, I get it.
So starting Monday, the domain name will be steviej.com. Everything from ESPNCU.com will still be on there. It'll just be under a tab that says ESPN 93.5.
Was lontay.com already taken? Is that why Stevie went with Stevie J?
I did not check that.
Or is that because he basically runs this place?
I'm thinking it's more so the latter than the
former. Okay, that's probably true.
I need new headshots of everybody.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's right. We were
going to
do. See, we were going to do that, and I had just returned from Grand Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
You're looking nice and tan.
I was tanned. I looked good. I even sent you an email and said, if we do this, can we do it now? Because I look as good as I'm ever going to look. I mean, it just all goes downhill. You know, a tan body looks a lot better than
sure. I'm not going to out anybody, but I sent out the email about staff photos and received no vanity complaints from the women and about 15 concerns
from the guys.
From the men.
I love it.
Very interesting.
With me leading the way.
Anyways, ESPNCU.com on Monday will become StevieJ.com.
Okay.
J-A-Y, not just the letter J.
So that's
but
coming
up. Everything
out.
Will still be there. And you can watch us on YouTube. Just search Tang and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
When we come back, we'll chat Illinois Northwestern if there are any concerns going into this game, because let's be honest, Northwestern gave you a battle here at home about a month and a half ago, it seems. It seems like 6 years ago.
January.
I was in Danville for that game.
It was a long time ago.
That is crazy.
Rutgers at home and then Northwestern at home feels like
that's right
a century ago.
So we will talk about that, and we'll also visit with Derek Piper and get his take from Northwestern, from Evanston. Also, Jeff Freeman, Associate Illini soccer coach, will be in at 4:50. At 5:05, I'm going to talk about my health scare and raise awareness.
There you go.
As Trevor says, we'll do a little drive time, and we'll also do a Go Stever Mettler Center at 5:30. Lot to do today if you want to weigh in. 359-2255. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I was so frustrated. My laundry set just died, and I didn't have time to go all over town shopping. Between working and getting the kids to practice, I had to do it all online. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is where I purchased before, so I went there, appliance-world.com. Instantly, I got a response. I purchased a Maytag washer and dryer, had it shipped right away, and got their free 10-year protection plan. Really was easy. I dealt with a Dick Van Dyke sales associate right here in Central Illinois.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true online story in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. Tired of hearing,
shipping is going to cost you a ton, buddy.
Or that'd be 3 or 4 weeks at least. When shopping online, Dick Van Dyke has made online business local and easy. I guarantee the best deal, whether online or in store, on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th in Campus Town.
If you're dealing with headaches, you're not alone. In any given year, 50% of the population will suffer from headaches. Two of the things that can contribute to headaches are strength and endurance of the muscles that surround the neck. Having weakness or lack of endurance can lead to bad postures, and this is one thing that can contribute to having pain in your neck. If you're having problems with these things, come into the physical therapist at the Mettler Center and let us assess you and help you on your way to recovery.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
The sausages.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. You don't have a CMI over there you can read, do you?
I just so happen to.
Be awesome.
Elon, CMI knows that safety is a big concern during the winter. I can attest to that, driving this morning and yesterday morning. When customers, vendors, and coworkers can easily slip on the slush and ice that's tracked indoors, make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone.
Yeah, especially if you're wearing flip-flops, which not many idiots
I was gonna
wear
say,
flip-flops.
I think most people would just ignore that because who's wearing flip-flops?
But I'm the idiot that wears a flip-flop in the middle of winter. If you hit that slush, man, you're like, and at my age, it's like, that hurt.
Right.
Yeah, so you got to watch that.
Either get the banana cone or don't wear flip-flops. I'll leave the choice up to you. Go local with CMI, though, and you can visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign or check them out online at cmiclean.com.
Bum, bum. Hey, we're balling.
Is that what this one's called?
Yep, yep. Jeff Freeman's in the house, Associate Illini soccer coach. Going to join us here in a minute. Talk a little Illinois soccer. Drive time coming up next hour. I'm also going to mention, I'm raising awareness for, I had a little health scare.
But it's not to do with flip-flops.
It is not to do with flip-flops.
That's the final time I'll make light of it. Nothing to do with flip-flops.
No. Derek Piper, have you missed me?
Hey, Lon, before you get to the interview, I'll let you ask whatever you want. I just want to say, yeah, we did miss you. Good to hear you back on the airways, my man.
Thank you, buddy. I mean that. You guys have been all very supportive, and it means a lot to me. A lot of my friends have been very supportive, and it makes you feel good. I'm not going to lie to you. So, and I missed it. I missed doing the show. I didn't think I would. You know, I'm like, well, good. I'm going to take a few days off.
Sure.
And then every, like, around 3:30, I'm like, I need to be there. Like, why am I not there?
Well, you missed all our player audio yesterday.
That's what I heard.
Some great questions.
That's what I heard. So, so Derek, we're going to...
Fire away.
Yeah, here we go. Here's my first question, basically, for Derek Piper. Illini Inquirer, by the way. Follow Derek on Twitter, at DPiper247. Really, I just have the one question. What's different about Northwestern now from the first matchup? Derek, I think he's gone.
Okay. We lost Derek.
I think Derek. There you go.
I think you had enough of that question.
That's what that was it. I hope everybody
I hope
wasn't
he's not mad.
No. I hope you weren't wanting to hear about from Derek Piper because that's all we had. So that's what everybody's asking.
So everyone's curious, is Northwestern different?
He didn't even say nothing
the first time around.
Like, I thought he'd maybe say nothing. He just hung up.
I think he had enough, Lon.
Is he mad at me?
See, that's the problem with missing the first 3 days this week is
oh,
you missed the context.
I don't have the context of the show.
I mean, you just came in here with a perfectly innocent question.
And I asked the complete wrong question. And Derek Piper just hung up on me.
Rookie move. That was a power move by Derek. To
big
just
time.
Basically say, nah, I'm not here for this.
Wow. I just got dissed. Is that what they say?
By your co-host.
Man. All right, Piper. Well, I don't blame him.
Okay, then.
I think that's awesome. I love it. All right, so Illinois Northwestern.
Yeah, anyways, Boo Booey's playing.
What is different?
To be serious, Boo Booey's playing.
Oh, he wasn't playing
he
the
was
first
not,
time.
He was out the first time that Illinois and Northwestern.
I'm trying to remember some of the storylines of Northwestern. Don't they have a dude that played lacrosse?
Yeah, that's Pat Spencer.
And he was the best lacrosse player ever.
Lacrosse star, translated to college basketball, I'm not sure.
You know Jim Brown was an All-American lacrosse player?
Was he really?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm positive.
I guess I could see how lacrosse, because they hit each other, might translate to football a little more than basketball. Might be the one sport I'd say I'm not really sure that, you know, because you might draw the hockey comparison of small ball getting it in the net, accuracy, you know, hitting each other, football, trucking.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure where the basketball comp comes from.
I don't either.
That's Pat Spencer. Miller Kopp has been okay for
them. Yeah. He's going to be pretty good.
Who killed you last year.
That's right.
When you won by four at home. You won by four at home again this year. But then Boo Booey's been their best player.
Did Derek Piper hang up on me?
Yes.
He did?
Yes, he did hang up on you.
And it's because I asked the one question about what's the difference between Northwestern now and the first matchup.
There was one thing he didn't want to hear.
Am I the only person to ask that question?
You no.
Oh, that's why he hung up on me.
No.
Man, that was weird. I mean, I haven't talked to him in 3 days, 5 days.
I mean, he prefaced it with saying good to hear you.
I guess he did.
He didn't want to hear you for long.
I feel like he was sincere when he said, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, that part was sincere.
And then immediately he just hung up.
Tell you what.
That's weird, man.
Attitudes can change quickly around here.
Wow. Man.
You think he'll show up tomorrow?
I don't know.
You think you'll ever hear from him again?
That was awesome. So, Boo Booey, any relation to like Dwayne back in the day?
No, I don't think so.
From Wisconsin?
Was it Dwayne, or was it...
There was a Dwayne, and I think there was another Dwayne.
Really?
Can you Wikipedia the Dwaynes and maybe give $10 while you're on Wikipedia? You haven't done that yet. I gave money.
It does say at the top that I need to give money.
Charles says that Spencer was an all-state basketball player in high school. Well, obviously, the dude's got some skill.
Oh, no, yeah.
He made a move earlier this year I saw was really incredible.
Sure, I'm just saying it's interesting to translate it from lacrosse to basketball.
No, I totally agree.
There are other starters, Pete Nance, who's a 6'10
Larry
sophomore.
Nance's son. Larry Nance played a lot of years in the NBA.
Ryan Young, who played very well against you the first time you matched up. A 6'10 freshman.
Yeah, he's the tall dude.
That's about it.
Anthony
Gaines out for the year with an injury, so...
Didn't we barely out-rebound Northwestern?
That sounds right-ish.
Is that going to go down as one of the weirdest games of the year? Maybe the strangest game of the year?
Northwestern had 21 rebounds, Illinois 22.
Yeah.
You out-rebounded them by one.
And that's when Illinois was like second in the country in rebounding margin.
And they were 14-5 coming into the game. Trent scored 16. Kofi scored 12 and had a double-double. Io had 15. Georgie had 13.
And you still, what was the final?
75-71. Andres had 10 off the bench.
So you had five guys in double figures, and you beat Northwestern at home by four.
Kipper made three field goals.
Was Griffin not playing then?
He played 16 minutes and scored 1-3.
That's interesting.
But still, it's weird when you look at that, because basically on the other end, Northwestern just had a great day.
They did.
They couldn't miss.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Miller Kopp went 4-for-5 from three. Pat Spencer went 5-for-9. Robbie Barron went 3-for-6. Ryan Young went 4-for-5 from the field. I mean,
oh my goodness.
You couldn't miss, really.
And tonight, of course, it's one of the better super sectionals you'll ever see tonight at Evanston, because that is just a high school court.
Well, they got the new court.
Oh, that's right.
They have a brand new arena.
I forgot about that.
And it's super nice.
So wait, no more super sectional games?
That's right.
At Evanston. At where was it called?
It's barely even Evanston. It's Welsh Ryan.
Welsh Ryan.
I don't even think the new stadium is in Evanston. Was it Keith Dwayne?
Keith
Dwayne?
I think it was Keith.
A Sudanese former basketball player. He played on Syracuse.
Yeah.
So that was Dwayne Dwayne's brother.
Yes.
Kuth Dwayne?
I think it was Kuth. Okay. He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Let's see.
Well, Syracuse,
he was drafted.
Yeah,
so
those Syracuse
imagine,
teams were
yeah.
good back then.
Yep.
What has happened to Syracuse?
I think you're seeing a kind of changing of the guard overall.
Yeah.
Duke just lost to Wake Forest.
Yeah, well, Boeheim's still there at Syracuse.
Boeheim is still there.
How old is he? 70?
He's in his 70s, yeah.
Man.
They had 23 wins in 2018, 20 wins last year, and now they're at 15 with three to go.
Oh.
So trending in the wrong direction.
So I say what's wrong with Syracuse, and they won 20 games last year. So really not much.
Yeah.
Although, you know, that's just that team you don't want to face.
76.
He's 76 years old.
Yep. I don't think they're going to make the tournament, so I don't think you'd be worried to face him.
Yeah, but they're that one team, though, right? Like, think about how teams struggle against other, you know, zones. Like Illinois had their issues against zone. Illinois has actually gone to a 1-3-1 zone on occasion this year, you know, just to throw something different. And it's just teams are just not used to playing against zone. They just aren't used to it. And then, you know, every shot counts. It's just one of those. It's a weird thing. It's a weird dynamic. And Syracuse, they get out in that 2-3, and they extend you so much in that zone that it's just you can't skip a pass over it because right. they're too long and they're too lengthy. So it's just one of those that if you're one of the higher seed, like better seeds, and all of a sudden you get an 8-9 game against Syracuse, or they're a 5 seed, and you're just like, I don't want to play them.
Yep. It's the same thing, like I said, I don't want to play Marquette, even if they're a 9 seed, because Marcus Howard can drop 50 on you.
Yep.
In a similar way, Syracuse can be, you know, mediocre.
Yep.
But come tournament time, they have that sneaky ability.
It's incredible.
To just befuddle whoever's playing them.
People hate when I do this, but my little 8th grade team that got to sectionals, we had to face a team out of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And Neil Alexander, who's won like 7 million games at Lincoln, coached Brian Cook, coached, you know, Jeremy Hamlin, who's here now at Illinois. Jermaine. They play a 1-2-2 zone. That's what they do. And Trevor, they start playing that in second grade. And they play it at every level of basketball. So
learning zone principles from second grade.
I went and watched the regional title game of the two teams we were going to play. There were two Lincoln teams that played. We were going to face one of them. They both played the 1-2-2.
Wow.
And they don't come out of it. So when we played them at sectionals, I just thought to myself, this team is not going to falter on defense. They know exactly what they're supposed to do. And it was hard. And they ended up beating us by 11. But it was just frustrating because it's like, do something wrong.
Right.
And they don't do anything wrong.
That's kind of the, I mean, if you're sitting here not knowing much about basketball, you're wondering why every team doesn't play zone based on the way we described it. But that's sort of the downfall of it, right? Is if you do make a mistake, suddenly there's a guy wide open for three. Or if you don't, you know, I guess I would say zone is more confusing if you haven't seen it. But if you know how to figure it out and break it, it's super easy to break.
You would think, right? You would hope.
Yeah. Maybe not if you're instilling it in kids from second grade on.
Right. I thought this was the case. We've had a few people say Northwestern plays now in a totally renovated Welsh Ryan.
That's right.
So it's not a brand new arena.
Sorry. Last year is what I meant.
Okay.
They had to go off campus, not last year, but the year before to play in, I don't know what it was called. It was in the suburb, essentially.
Okay.
It was the Paul's Arena.
And Rosemont.
Now they're back at Welsh Ryan, which has been turned from cozy high school gym.
Maybe a glorified super sectional now. Is the one lady still there? The one lady
the
that yells?
Lady?
The screamer?
God, I hope not.
I mean, I hope. Right. Yeah, we hope not. All right, we're going to take a break. Jeff Freeman, Associate Illini Soccer Coach, going to talk a little soccer with us when we come back. Also, he's part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. I want to ask him about that. He's giving back, and that's awesome. And I know a lot of people around the Champaign-Urbana area do that. So it's a wonderful thing, and we'll ask him about that. Drive time next hour. We'll talk more Illinois Northwestern, give our predictions. We got a Mettler Center, go Stever at 5:30. And then at 5:05, I'm going to tell you about a health scare I just recently had. And I hope to raise awareness to save someone because I feel like my life was saved. And I'm not even joking when I say that. So we'll do that at 5:05 as well. Hope you can listen for that. But when we come back, Jeff Freeman, Associate Illini Soccer Coach, will do it next. It's The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I've got kids. And if you've got kids, you already know when it comes to eating lunch or dinner, kids can be very picky. So why not choose Rosati's Pizza? When you dine in, kids eat free on Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday. Yep, kids 10 and under eat free off the kids menu Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday when you dine in. Now, this won't last forever, so bring the kids to Rosati's this weekend. And if you need a high chair, just ask. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. Whether you're planning a party or just having some friends over, you can count on Hickory River. Visit HickoryRiver.com for catering, large order delivery, and carryout options, or stop by one of the restaurant locations in Peoria, Urbana, Decatur, and Springfield.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brew Wash in Savoy.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Pipe's not here. He's in Evanston getting ready for tonight. Illinois, Northwestern, that tip at 7 o'clock from Welsh Ryan, the newly renovated Welsh Ryan Arena. Trevor Valise has stepped aside. Welcome in a couple of guests here in the studio, including Jeff Freeman, Associate Illini Soccer Coach. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Absolutely. I think the last time you were here, or at least on the phone, I was yelling because the men's World Cup team, the United States, never makes the World Cup.
Yeah, so about once every 4 years you yell, I guess, because seems to be the trend lately.
Are they going
to
make it?
I mean, at some point they got to. I mean, there's so many resources and so many great soccer players
in this
country.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible how good the women's program is compared to the men. And, is it because of football and basketball? I mean, but women have the chance to play basketball and volleyball, and I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to compare the two. I think
it is.
Here in the United States, I think we got such a good head start on everybody else across the world with soccer that I think we are just are out of the gate faster than everybody else.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Hey, before we talk about Illini soccer, I know you're here doing some stuff with Diane Ducey for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you've been a part of this program 7 years, is that right?
Dontavius and I have been matched up for 7 years now.
Awesome. Dontavius, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
How is Jeff as a big brother?
He's actually really awesome. He's just like changed my life in so many ways, honestly. And it's just the 7 years that we had all together. There's just been so many great memories.
That's
honestly
incredible. 7 years.
Yeah.
So when it first started, I mean, was it back then like, hey, I'm going to help you with homework, I'm going to help you with some of these things, and now you're just kind of pals, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It was just more of just see each other once a week for like homework until like we had an awesome bondship with trust and everything, and like since then it's been awesome, honestly, with them.
You've got like the smoothest voice. Seriously.
Yeah, he does.
That voice is awesome. Dontavius, what does it mean? What did it mean to you, and what has it meant for 7 years to have someone like Jeff Freeman in your corner, kind of as a big brother?
Oh, man. It's honestly been awesome because, you know, growing up, I didn't think the stuff that he showed me, obviously, as a kid. Like, I never went fishing. He took me my first time ever fishing. That's so awesome. It was really awesome in that. And then he showed me, like, the Illini Stadium, the indoor stadium.
Yeah.
Take me in there sometimes. We will hang out. So it's just more of so much of fun stuff to do with him, and just me having a bond with him. I've been so lucky because it's not every day that you have
awesome.
A coach as your big brother.
Right.
It's just honestly a blessing. So like with him showing me new stuff growing up as a kid and teaching me like new things, it's really helped me in life because I've learned to get more responsible and like respectful and stuff. And honestly, this throughout this whole 7 years has been, I don't regret any of those years.
I mean, as a coach, does he make you run wind sprints and stuff? I mean, you know, it's like a coach. He's like, get out there, start running.
Yeah, we most definitely do 40 yard sprints, 40 yard dashes.
I love it. Well, Dontavius, it's awesome to have you here. And Jeff, thank you, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's one of those things that I know deep down in your heart, I can't imagine how great it feels to be able to do this for 7 years. And not only that, you've been touched more than he has. I can promise you that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it certainly goes both ways. I've absolutely benefited. And every time I meet with Dontavious, I have to make sure my compass points true north and I'm on my game as well. And, you know, I have a family and kids, and they enjoy having Dontavious around
as well.
And so it's been good for everybody.
I bet. Yeah. I can't imagine how fun that is. And I mean that when I say thank you, because, you know, there's so many opportunities for everybody to go out and volunteer to do whatever, whether it's American Cancer Society, whether it's anything, you know, and for something like this to be able to do that, I think it's wonderful that you do it. So thanks on that. Let's talk soccer real quick. You guys 9-8-1 last year, 6-3 at home. Before we get to the new digs over here, we're going to be playing in. What are you thinking for this year as you come into this season?
Yeah, you know, we had a great group last year. We were 7-1 at one point, and receiving votes in the top 25.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I think 10 in the RPI was as high as we got. So we really had things rolling. And as you know, it's as we could talk basketball, you know, one loss can't turn into two. And,
right.
And that happened to us. We dropped a few straight, and it just really set us back. But, you know, we graduated some good players. But as always, we've done a great job recruiting. We've got some great players coming in, and we're excited as we build towards next season for sure.
Will this be more of a defensive-dominated team, do you think? Or don't you have the goalie back, right?
No. So Jalen Cunningham graduated.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay. And that's why you and Coach Rayfield aren't sleeping these days.
Yeah. A couple of our center backs as well. So we'll be a little bit young defensively.
Okay.
But again, it's a great opportunity for some players to come in and get some good experience.
It's awesome.
And we have a couple members of Canada's U-20 national team that'll be on our back line, and we have some solid kids coming in for sure.
Okay. Well, college basketball is going to Canada right now and getting all these studs. You know, you might as well in soccer.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
awesome. Hey, the new place, Demersion Park, you're going to have a new soccer field. I haven't driven by there in a while. I try every once in a while to drive down St. Mary's and kind of see the golf complex, see Atkins, see this new stuff. What all's developing over there, and how excited are you guys to get there?
Yeah, you need to go see it. It's really tying things together over there. Between us and tennis and baseball and the golf facility and track, certainly, it's all really coming together on that end. You know, we get pictures and we see diagrams of what it's going to look like, but you actually drive by and the structure's up.
Yes.
It's huge. It's going to be a great facility. And not only for our players, but from a fan standpoint as well. It's really going to increase their experience.
It seems like the scoreboard has been up forever.
It has been up forever. We played on the field in the fall.
Oh, that's so right. So you were able to use it. Okay.
Yeah, the structure itself wasn't done, but we played on the field.
That's going to be fun. And really, it's such an easy spot to go if you want to go check out Illini women's soccer. When does the season start?
So our season runs August through the Final Four is the first weekend of December.
Okay.
So we'll start in August.
That's my bad. That's my bad. You know, when you get old like I am, you just forget when one season runs to the other. So you're kind of in that non-season right now, I guess, going forward. Well, listen, Jeff Freeman, great stuff. Associate Illini soccer coach. You and Dontavious, appreciate you bringing him in. Dontavious, what do you think of the radio station?
I honestly think it's pretty cool. It's from
I think we need to get you in there somewhere DJing and stuff.
No.
Come on, man. That is a smooth voice. That's like an overnight voice. That would be awesome. Well, Dontavious, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Jeff, thanks for what you do, man. You are a mentor to many, and certainly to Dontavious, and more should be like you and volunteer and do this stuff, because it's incredible what you do. You give up a lot of time, and you love every second of it, don't you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And thanks again for having us on. It's
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We're going to take a break, and we're back here on The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.